I bit my lip to keep the tears at bay and swallowed the painful lump in my throat as I watched Taryn being carried away. I forced myself to look away from the empty doorway through which he'd been taken. I could sense Morkai's beady eyes watching me. I felt his cold finger touch my chin, and I flinched out of his reach. He reacted by grabbing my jaw and forcing me to look up at him. His face swam behind a pool of tears. "Don't look so upset, child." Morkai's voice sounded deceitfully gentle. "What are you going to do to me?" "I will do nothing to you if you comply with my wishes. It's up to you." My stomach knotted. "You don't have to be my enemy," Morkai continued. "You don't have to suffer. You could be on the winning side of this war. I know your powers are strong. I could use an ally."
"You are crazy if you think I will join you."
"No, Coraline. You are crazy if you don't join me. Who are you fighting for? No one cares about you. Hardly a soul knows you exist. Not even your own people know or care who you are. You are dead to them. But I could bring you back. You could return to your place as royalty of Kiro. You could join me and be queen of all Layla."
"Queen? Your queen? You really are crazy."
I slammed my hands into Morkai's chest, forcing him to release me.
"I would rather die than be your queen."
His eyes narrowed, his jaw moved back and forth, and his hands clenched into fists. "Willing or not, you will comply. I have plans for you that you can't even begin to imagine. You will serve me. This is your last chance to do so willingly, Coraline. Agree to be my queen, or I will send you to rot in the dungeons."
"If those are my choices, I'll walk there myself."
I turned on my heel and headed toward the castle.